I'm sitting in studio with Thabiso, who's here to share her story, her testimony, her words of encouragement after having gone through a difficult time. Thabiso, I want you to firstly, you know, just paint a picture for us on just the realities and the challenges that you faced after, because now first is dealing with the pain of your husband leaving your home for another woman. And obviously there was the blame on how you treated him or whatever the case is, right? And then it's him passing and you never got the chance to reconcile or anything like that. Now you're left a young widow with two boys. What are you going through? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What's your walk with the Lord like in that season before the healing?
Yo. Most of the days I would spend crying, praying. I would spend questioning, like I said, my identity. I would spend being angry at life and thinking, God, why me? It's only now that I say, what now? Because yes, there's the wisdom that which one gains in that season. So yeah, I'm complaining. I'm feeling like a victim of my situation.
Yeah.
But on that day, I think I blessed the Lord that with one placing their situations in questioning God, He will orchestrate the right people towards you. I remember deciding on a normal day to can say, this can't be my life. There's no way. I refuse to believe that this is it concerning my life. That was when, even again, looking at my children, I say pain pushes up until purpose pulls. The pain of not being a present mother, the pain of not being able to be that mother that which my children knew, pushed me to can seek a different path, because clearly this one I was... yeah, I was literally walking a path that was taking me straight to my grave. And earlier on, if I can just complete the part whereby my husband passed there, I was not the one who went there, but I sent my parents. I couldn't. I only went and identified him a day later at the mortuary. But there were days I would go there, yeah, in the process, in the middle of the story when he was not around. I'd be chased, there's a lot that has happened.
Sure.
But in there, that was me fighting for him. And I don't even believe I've lost the battle. I believe my husband actually ushered me into my greatest call, because again, as I was questioning God, I was able to pick that up. This story, as horrible as it is, it's not even mine. I am just caught up in God's story. It is Him wanting glory out of it, because who survive having to go through infidelity and then immediately widowhood and still forgives, still decides to show up fully in life after such season? Because again, I forgave someone who never asked for forgiveness.
Sure.
I forgave someone who never saw anything wrong with him. He passed, he would normally say "Nzwe uwe." And today it makes
what
sense.
Is that? Let's translate it for us.
You are the one who made me,
to do all these things.
To do all these things.
All the blame on you.
So. Yes, but it didn't make sense still then. It only makes sense now to can say, God, if you are constantly in communication with us, and then I look at how my path or how everything has transitioned, you can say the very same story that was meant to kill me then is the same story that which you get glory out of. People are getting healed. Nations are going to rise above situations that were meant to kill them, because they already see, Uguti, there's our roadmap. Uthabiso has done it. So in that, what if God was saying, I want your wife, but I can't get through to her because you are the one that's standing between the two of us? I don't know. But those were the statements He would say. So I bless the Lord for e-coaching. I remember meeting one of the coaches who said, actually being desperate for healing, money became useless. I can say that. Only now to can say there's no amount of money worthy of me having money and not having my health, being sick, not being able to show up in life fully. There's no amount of money worthy of us not even being passionate about life, not even living out our purpose. Purpose meaning that I can hide the seasons that which I am going through, saying that I've got this amount of money in the bank, but there's nothing worthy of me showing up fulfilled and living a meaningful life over and above a paycheck. And again, that is driven by me identifying myself with marriage, widowhood. I've also discovered that the things we identify ourselves with, they are the ones that make it horrible for us to release seasons that end. My marriage ended, not my life.
Ooh.
So a season,
say that again, the things we identify ourselves
with, they are the ones which we struggle to release when the season ends.
Yeah.
It's a season that ended, and I call it a purposeful chapter started. That season ending, it ushered me to another purposeful beginning of this new chapter of me becoming a coach, a speaker, and actually releasing. I was a technician for 14 years. I had to leave that job because, again, I could hear God saying,
it's time,
leave. There's a place that which I will show you, that which you must start walking towards. A season ended, not my life. So, again, feeling like a victim, it's because we even get people who associate with us because of the pain. But now a pain is only there to can reveal strength and a personality or someone, a version of you you didn't know exist. Nature and everything else surrenders to seasons, but only people, because we are given a choice. So the work that which I feel I'm called to do, and actually I'm very loud about, is to can say there's a choice when you are faced with such situation, and you get to choose. And getting to choose, you need to find yourself in a place that which you will look back and say, I'm glad I chose that path, because there's a version of me, Uthabiso at 40, is sitting there and thinking, girl, if only you knew, if you start walking towards an empowered path, you will stand there and actually be glad you decided to give yourself a chance to heal.
I like that you mentioned that at the end, because I was going to say, let's make it practical for the person sitting at that crossroads right now, whether they are crying over the infidelity or their partner has left, or some they've lost somebody that they love, and they've been sitting in that pain for the longest time. They've began to identify themselves through, I'm a single mom, I'm a widow, my husband or my wife left me, or I lost a whatever it is, my job, I lost my job, and I've been unemployed for a certain period of time, I'm poor, it could be anything, right? That season. And they're sitting there, what are the two choices that they have? What is the path? Where's this one path leading? What is the decision that I have to wake up and make that could take me to the right path? What is that path versus the other? What are those paths? What do they look like?
Okay. I'll first say that there's, once you first acknowledge that now that I'm here, you need to acknowledge now that I'm here, instead of you wanting to be at a different place.
Sure.
There was no way I could bring my husband back to life. I had to accept. Acceptance comes first. And again, reading the word, the scriptures that supports whichever path or the journey or any situation or season you find yourself in, the scripture to support that.
Yeah.
We shall be afflicted for a little while. Why does it say it's a little while? It means that the season must end, but there's people who took residence in their places of pain because maybe they didn't know that healing is available. But as you look, I think I started reading books. There's people who have walked the same path we have walked. How did they make it out? They've written books. There's also the word. The word speaks about one making an intention. There's the woman with the issue of the blood. She had to make a decision.
Yeah.
So with me, again, I had to make my healing journey a non-negotiable.
Sure.
Non-negotiable, it means that I need to be fully invested in it. anything that which you say it's a non-negotiable, I would spend whatever amount of money so that I can have it. We do that with everything else.
Yeah.
So with things that we are intentional about, money is not a problem. Money is only a problem in things we do not actually want to do, because there's the cost and there's price.
Yeah.
Price is me saying that I charge 1.2 for my coaching session,
yeah.
One session, 30 minutes, 1 hour. And then you say, yo, it's expensive, because you don't calculate the cost of you not being healed. The cost is missed opportunities. The cost was my children having both parents dying, because anxiety, it's real. If you can't show up for your children, you're already raising the next generation that is not well. There's no way I can say I'm gonna raise children. I normally hear the statement actually from most of my clients who can say, I want to give my child the best. Your children will never get the best if you are not your best self, or if you are not well.
Yeah.
Regardless of the school, whatever amount you may be pouring out to invest in the child's different activities, because you pour out who you are. So in that, there's also natural things that I did. Abo, gratitude. We downplay gratitude. Gratitude is it's very important.
Yeah.
A community of people who are walking towards the path you want to walk into.
Sure.
I'm not talking about a community of people whereby you sit and complain and cry and say, why me? A community, actually, I had to picture again a healed version of me. How does a healed version of Thabiso looks like? Because as I also invested in coaching, the coach that I found, she asked me, how does Thabiso look like when she does not have the problem that you have? Once you picture that, then we know how we can get to that version. And having a coach, you do that. The quickest way to can get to your desired personality or the desired person you want to become is by having someone who can show you the quickest way.
And
do we fly there? Do we drive there? But when you have a coach, you actually fly to your destination. People are saying, why so soon? Because I had people who gave me the rope, the roadmap, the tools, the support to can quickly accelerate my journey of healing. But there's things I need to do.
It's a process still, right?
A process. it,
let's take a quick break and I'll read just, there's a message on the WhatsApp line and we'll wrap it up. Thank you for your message, then. We're saying, this is just confirming Focus on the Family episode this morning. What a powerful woman of God, truly inspired by Thabiso's testimony. Thank you for sharing. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And somebody else saying, you see, they're already asking about the book. They don't know that you are wasting our time not writing that book.
No, yes.
The time is coming.
People holding me accountable.
She says, I'm going through the same thing. My husband of 25 years is a woman and two kids. And I only found out on the 10th of November, 3 days after. Oh, must be so painful to have to discover that, you know, in that way. And I think something profound that you mentioned there was that just the ability to say, now that I'm here, because I think what often delays is just that denial to say, no, it must, you want to wish the circumstance away, but it is what it is, right?
Yep.
And obviously it being what it is not always to say, and it's going to end this way. It will end whichever way God decides. And Nakona, God does not force anybody.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we are willing to surrender to the will of God is how it will end. If God is saying forgive, reconcile, or, you know, in your case, your husband passed on as well. But it just, you know, ended in that way. But you took the stand to say, now that I'm here, now that this has happened, how do we move forward from here? And I'm inspired by you saying that you had to make that decision to say, I want my healing more than anything. Because, you know, sometimes I think we say we want it at the back of our minds, but we don't really believe it's possible that we can move on from where we are and actually God is able to restore. But I want to get your final words, Thabiso, before we say goodbye. What's just your final word of encouragement for somebody that is in that current state right now? You know, I loved what you say, to say choose that path.
My final words is to say that the day I said I am just a participant in God's story, That was the day I relieved myself of the pressure of wanting to alter or change or wish I would have been in a different season and honor the season for what it is. And again, another thing that I've seen is that once you accept the season for what it is and allow God to work through you with pain as you face it, it actually reveals a version of you you didn't know exist.
Yeah.
So the most powerful and impactful version came out of that season. I was actually being trained. So allowing yourself to go through the season, it means that letting God blow your mind, because even at the version that you have of who Zinhle is compared to the version that God has of who you are is nothing. Like, I have seen Uthi with all that, the most beautiful version came out of that season. But then you have to surrender to the knowing that God already has this beautiful life that is placed ahead before. If he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb, what is that version? And we cannot be identifying ourselves with things that are capable of changing.
Ooh.
Anything that is capable of changing is very dangerous. I am who God says I am. Priceless, the one unrepeated miracle God has ever created. God wants to flow through us to touch his people. Heaven is touching earth through me in my story.
Yeah.
So you may be someone with such a testimony or having gone through something that which you survive and shame, you gave power to shame, and everything is nothing subjected to what you call it. This bottle, this mic is not a mic unless you tell me it's a mic. Our situations as well. I call it a purposeful chapter because that chapter is purposeful. There's no shame.
Yeah.
There's no shame in what I went through, but it took being intentional in terms of my healing journey and not putting, money was not a barrier.
Okay. Tabi, so we have to wrap it up because, time is a thing. I call it time. Time is time because I call it. I wish I could have the power to not say time is a factor.
It is.
But thank you so much for your time and thank you for your very encouraging words. I think, you know, one of the things I will definitely take away from this conversation is just to remember that I should not identify myself with the season that is passing.
Anything.
I should allow it to come and go, and so that I can release whatever it was that has done its job.
Yep.
It does not have to be my forever, basically. And I don't have to camp where, I should have moved passing. On from. I was just passing. Yeah. So thank you for your time, Tabiso, and we wish you all the best. Lastly, before you go, because you don't have the book yet, you're probably working on it. What are your social media handles?
Social media, it's Tabiso_24. And on TikTok, I'm Coach Tabiso Harebe. Facebook, it's Mhlanga Tabiso.
You need to decide. You need to make up your mind. Thank you so much for your time, Tabiso.